podcast gurus. I'm going to teach you the tools and the tricks to have a successful podcast. Check me out at CasanovaWilliams.com.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man, Casanova Williams, a.k.a. the podcast guru for another podcast guru podcast. Now, a lot of people have asked me questions like, Cas, you know what? How do I structure my podcast in general? You know, now the problem with a lot of people with their podcasts is they don't plan. They don't really plan accordingly for their podcast. You know, what I tell people all the time is that your first podcast should never be you jumping right into your subject. Your first podcast should be a little background of you and why you're doing this podcast. If you look at any of my podcasts, there's always an intro podcast, and that intro podcast just going to let you know what my podcast is about, why am I doing the podcast, and what history I have that causes me to want to do this particular podcast. And people don't do that. I see so many podcasts where people just jump into it. They do like a 2-minute intro. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to my podcast. I'll be talking about knives. So I have guests here. You know, like, no, podcasts are very personable. So at the end of the day, you're selling yourself, even though it's a niche that you are selling, but it's yourself that you're selling. So at the end of the day, people want to know your background. Why should I listen to this person that's doing this podcast? What is their history with this niche, with this angle, with this subject that gives them a right to have a podcast and tell me anything on that subject? And it's very important you establish that in your first podcast. It doesn't have to be a long hour drawn out introduction. You know, just do a 15-minute introduction. You know what I mean? People will listen to that. So now they understand where you're coming from, your background. So you don't have to keep reiterating things over and over. Because see, the thing about podcasts that people ask is credibility. And credibility is established by you letting them know your story. Even if it's a podcast of something brand new, like, hey, this is a podcast of discovery. I'm discovering how to sew. So I don't know. So I'm going to be researching and I'm going to be giving information on how to sew. Now people are going to be along with the journey with you because they understand, okay, I don't know this subject, but this podcast is me on my journey for that subject. You know? Like, for example, I do Black Men's Mental Health podcast, right? It's a popular podcast that's about Black men's mental health. And for me, it's therapeutical because I deal with certain mental illnesses myself, you know, depression, anxiety, stuff like that. And it's a journey for me to do that podcast. So I talk about various subjects and all that stuff, but it's therapeutic for me. So people are going on with this journey and I'm talking about different subjects and different things, and people are along with this journey with me. They're either discovering things about themselves or they're very interested in a subject. To, hey, Cash, you should talk about this subject. And I talk about that. So at the end of the day, in the beginning, I established that this is therapeutic for me. I'm on this discovery myself with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Boom. So people are along with this journey with me. But too many people, when they do podcasts, they don't establish that early. They just go into the subject and it's like, wait, hold on. What's going on? So at the end of the day, that's something that you need to do when you plan it. Plan out your thing. The first one should always be your introduction. Because at the end of the day, that's where you get the credibility. That's where you get the fans. It's the introduction. They now want to hear your story. Now want to hear your expertise. Now want to hear your advice. Because you establish a connection with me. You establish a foundation. Now I understand you. Let's go on this journey together. Also, make sure you always are in the time limit that you want. I see so many people with their podcast that don't keep it consistent with time. And they're everywhere. Like, if you have an hour podcast, stop going over your hour. I see that so many times. Wrap up your outros like 3 to 5 minutes before it's supposed to end. You know, I see people when they have guests, right? And like, they wait till like, let's say your podcast is an hour. They wait till like 10:58. Or whatever, 58 minutes into the podcast to say, hey, now tell them where they could reach you. And then this person is talking for another 5 minutes, cracking jokes and all that. Now your podcast is over. Is over that hour. And that's consistency that people realize. Because at the end of the day, we want to know, all right, this podcast is dying. But you keep going over and it's annoying. Because I know when I'm listening to a podcast and they're doing an outro, all those jokes and all that, at that point, the podcast is over. It is over. You're just allowing your guests or yourself to just say your closing statement. Whether it's your information, how to contact you, or your selling point or something, your podcast is officially over. There shouldn't be any more discussion on that topic except for you outroing or your guest doing, hey, you catch me, blah, 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 blah. Don't continue with the jokes. Don't continue with the, that's annoying. Because I really may want to find out this person's information. But if you keep going back and forth, I'm like, oh, come on, what's the website? How can I reach them? Because, see, the thing is, you don't control what a person does in your pod, especially if it's a guest. So, but you have to make sure that you, okay, cool, where can they reach you? You have to lead it where, all right, this is the end, and this is where I get the information. Because I may want to buy their product, or I may want to, you know, plan it correctly. People just get on podcasts and talk. They have no type of planning. Don't just get on, unless you're just a charismatic person. You just can't get on the mic and start talking. Plan out every single topic. Like, what's my topic for this podcast? What's the points I want to convey this podcast? What's my conclusions of this podcast? What points that I want to make so the listener understands? If you have a guest, okay, how, when I'm going to introduce this guest, what I'm going to talk about before the guest, how long am I going to allow the back and forth a topic, what questions can I ask the guest? Like, ask the guest questions, like, hey, these are the questions I'm going to ask you. Have it already laid out. Because what happens is if they give an answer, you ask a question randomly, they could take how long for that answer. It throws it all off. Plan your podcast. But people don't do that. And the conversation is very unorganized. It's very messy. It's sloppy. So at the end of the day, you have to make sure you plan your podcast accordingly. Have that introduction podcast. That's one of the most important things. It's very important. And people do it all the time. I hear it, like, literally, I hear it all the time. I listen to a lot of podcasts because I really want to be up on my craft. So I listen to a lot of podcasts, and they lose me at the first podcast. There's no intro. I don't even know anything about you with this topic. I don't know anything. How does it relate to you? Why do you want, why? And then they go over. Also, allow your speakers to talk. If you have multiple guests, you have to control the order of, like, the talk. Because five people talking at one time on a mic, I can't hear nothing. My ears are not equipped to hear five simultaneous people talking. And that annoys me about podcast. I'm like, why everybody and mother talking? Also, understand your podcast is not a talk show as far as, like, video and all this other crap. Like, you spending too much time on, I got to look like this when nobody's seen you. I know people that do freaking successful podcasts in their pajamas at home. So you have to plan accordingly. Don't sit there and not plan. It's very important to the podcast. This is your baby, okay? Even though podcasting is simple as far as, like, getting out there and doing it, but you still have to put the work in. Some people don't put the work in. Have a list of different topics for your podcast that you can say, okay, I could talk about these 10 things. Right there, that's 10 podcasts that you can do. Unless you are on a radio station or you are, or you have a fan base, be consistent. Always, don't, no matter what, even if you have, it doesn't matter, be consistent with your podcast. When I mean plan, okay, I want to drop a podcast once a week. Or shit, this podcast grew, I'm dropping every other day. I'm dropping three times a day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm dropping a podcast guru. That's my schedule. I said to myself, I'm dropping every other day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm dropping a new podcast. Each podcast is going to be anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. Consistency is the rule. But you only can do that if you plan accordingly. Plan right. If you plan right, then you can have consistency because people will be anticipating the new podcast. Like, oh, yo, the new podcast, I want to listen. Definitely, yeah. If you don't have time to do a 15 to half an hour podcast daily, don't do podcasting. Like, literally, even if you have a 9-to-5 job, you could do it on your lunch. Like, literally, take a half an hour to eat, and then the other half an hour, do your podcast. Record it on your phone. That's planning. Imagine if you did a podcast each day at work on lunch for a half an hour. By the end of the week, you have 5 podcasts. By the end of the month, you have 20 podcasts. And if you drop it every other day, that's about 2 months of podcasts that you could be putting out. Always content rolling out. But only if you plan. Now, if you say, all right, you know what? I don't really have time to do that because my lunch is my lunch. Then I got kids, whatnot. Then you know what? I just want to do one podcast an hour a week. Okay, plan 1 hour to do the podcast after you put the kids to bed or maybe before they wake up. But you have to plan. My worst enemy with doing podcasts was I was trying to fit it in whenever I can. I didn't really plan it out. Now that it's planned out, I'm good. So it's very important to plan your podcasts. Please, you have to take it seriously. Because if you do it right and you stay true to the core of the podcast, and you do it right, it could be a side income for you. And even down the road, it could be all your income if you play your cards right. But it only starts if you plan. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Remember, every Friday, Black Men's Mental Health, we will be doing Podcast Guru, where I'll be telling you what to do to be successful in podcasting. I'm not only going to help your mental health, but I'm also going to help your pockets as well with this, okay? All right, man, go to CastleWilliams.com to follow me and everything I do on my ventures. Also, you can go to BlackMensMentalHealth.com. Until then, have a great day. Coming at the five, I'll be working.